Of course, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. John Davis is now here. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Hey, John, thanks for being with us. We have a lot to talk about today. Let's start in the Midwest, rainfall and temperatures both.
Yeah, well, rainfall, that's really been the big story over the last 5 or 6 days. And the bottom line is that the dry areas, which a week ago right now were becoming in kind of a critical stage across many areas of the western Midwest, have shrunk markedly with the rains that we've had over the past 5-day period. There are still some pockets that have failed to get rain, some pockets in eastern Nebraska, some pockets in western Iowa, but the bottom line is that the amount of acreage that's been critically dry has shrunk dramatically since about Wednesday of last week.
Did they have heat in the process?
They did. Now, last week was a hot week, especially across the western portion of the belt, namely across southern and western Iowa, the plain states into Missouri, even southwest Illinois. Now, that's something going ahead. It looks like all the heat now is in the process of moving back in a westward direction. So for the vast majority of the Midwest, it does not look like we're going to have any real heat, problematic heat, especially for corn pollination, for the majority of the region over the next 14-day time frame. So all the heat is going to be a western U.S. phenomenon, basically across the western third of the nation, with very moderate temperatures over the next 2 weeks across the vast majority of the Midwest Corn Belt.
In combination, the heat and the rainfall, were they good, bad? Just didn't matter so much last week.
Well, I think that certainly the heat took away some of the yield potential across the far western Midwest in areas that had pollinating corn. So that's a negative. The positive, of course, is the rains across much of the belt. And even though we didn't see all areas get the rains, there are many areas that had 4 weeks of acute dryness that saw significant rainfall amounts during that last 5 or 6 day period. And so that, of course, is extremely beneficial. I guess when you add it up, the beneficial aspects of the rainfall probably outweigh the heat stress that we saw across the far western portion of the Midwest, mainly because that was more of a widespread feature than what we tended to see with the temperatures.
Is the ridge gone, and do we have to worry about it the rest of the month of July or August?
The ridge is still there. It's moving in the western U.S., and so the heat that they had the last couple of days in Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas and the heat they're going to have coming up in the western U.S., the ridge is still there, so you always have to watch the ridge. You never turn your back on a ridge here, Todd. And so during the month of August, we are going to have to watch that closely. The one thing that we can say is that at least in early August, there's no sign of any movement of that western ridge into the middle of the Corn Belt.
Your crop prospects then look decent at this point.
Well, we think that the worst is over, you know, from a standpoint of the dryness and some of the heat that we've seen in the western Midwest, and that things from this point on are in an improving mode through month's end and into at least the early portion of August.
May very well be good for the soybean crop. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again later.
My pleasure, Todd.
John Davis is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. That wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Medium. Find us online at WILLAG.org.